Right, guys. It's been a while since I've... It might not be Metal Gods Festival. You played, I think, the last time I saw you guys.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
That's a long time ago.
2013.
Wow. It must be. So I think I bumped into you a couple of times before, since, at various events. Well, not formally. Sort of been in... Apart from... Yeah, must be then. Mm. God, a long time. So what's been happening since then? A lot, I sort of think. You mean you're signed to a label now?
A lot has happened since way back then, I guess, yeah.
I mean, you're an unsigned band then, weren't you?
That's right.
We were, yeah.
Tell the story.
I think in 2013, we were on the cusp of releasing Rise Again, which was we had a great run with that album. We played, like, Sepultura, we did Hammerfest, played Croatia, played Marty Friedman, and then Tom Draper, he moved to America. We were very lucky to find Sergio, our amazing new guitarist. He's been 4 or 5 years now, but it took a year out to rebuild the band, and since then we've been just back on track, playing up and down the country in Europe, and we released 2 albums, Night Business Sanity, and we got signed to Dissonant Productions. And released The Calling just under a year ago. So yeah, it's just been sort of pretty non-stop recording and gigging.
Yeah.
And just sort of list of cool things that we've done seems to be growing, which is good. It's a nice reward for the years of sort of...
Yeah, I mean, every time I see you guys, you always seem to be on the road. It's very... unless it's just the way I catch it when I see it on the internet. It's just, you never seem to be taking much of a break.
we've been pretty much full on since then, just gigging out and about whenever we can, really, doing a lot of bits and pieces here and there, one-off gigs, festivals, sort of little spots of touring here and there, and we haven't stopped the writing process either, so this is our 5th album we're on now, The Calling, like Sergen said, so yeah, we're really, really happy with it, and pleased to be signed now to a label, so we've got that kind of the bonus of that as well, and the weight behind of a label, which is fantastic.
Yeah, it always helps having the more resources you have, the better it is, really.
Oh yeah, definitely. And have you got on the horizon this year? Have you got any festivals or anything like that?
Well, this tour was sort of a main event of the sort of first half of the year, going around the UK with Wolf, and we added a few of our own dates in between. So. In terms of festivals, we're doing Amplified Festival in July.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Just announced a festival in Serbia, so we're back out in Europe. We've already got sort of a gig or two a month for the rest of the year, just going around playing a few festivals and sort of club shows around the UK, but we're just hammering, sort of trying to get as many bookings as we can.
So it's sort of like touring a new album, new material all the time, and just keep going back on the road.
Yeah, I think this album will definitely take us to the end of the year, even though it's been out almost a year.
And we've actually just the other day now released it on vinyl as well, so we're really, really happy about that. I'm really happy to actually put a record out on vinyl. This is our first vinyl release so far, so it's definitely another really good milestone for the band. It's a double vinyl album.
The songs were too sort of long to, so they had to be spread out over 2.
Yeah,
it's cool.
They're good though. I mean, it's good that albums are making a comeback, because I mean, in my day, I sort of started off in the 80s buying vinyls and stuff, and the bigger you can get, more visual artwork on.
I mean,
it's a lot
absolutely
better.
I think, and with our artwork, we're like really pleased with our new artwork for The Calling. You can probably explain a little bit more about that, the artwork itself, and it just looks fantastic on the vinyl size.
We were very lucky that we had a short list of people to work with, do the album cover, and number one was this guy Claudio Bergamin, who was also happened to be working on the new Judas Priest album at the time, because we really liked his style, a mixture of sort of hand-drawn painted, but with this sort of nice sort of digital finish. We thought we got the balance just right. We were lucky that he accepted it, and this really nice artwork for us, and it looks even better on a vinyl, size. It really comes to life.
I always think you lose a lot when you have to compress it onto CD size, but if you've got nice artwork, you might as well have it big and Absolutely. Ballsy, yeah. Aren't you, really?
Yeah, definitely. Really comes to life in the flesh, I think, this one. Yeah.
And how are you finding life now? I mean, are you still having to work in between touring, or are you this full time?
No, we definitely pretty much, all got our own jobs that we kind of go back to. So it's not quite paying the bills as yet, but we're still trying.
Yeah, let's keep plugging away. It's the best way to do it.
Yeah.
I mean, like I say, it's come a long way in the past few years. I know I've been sort of keeping an eye on you, but it's the first chance I've had to catch up with you guys. I was quite surprised that you were on the bill, because I didn't know there was going to be three bands here, but you've been sort of with Wolf. I think you did Hammerfest as well, didn't you? Or were you supposed to?
No, we didn't actually do this Hammerfest. This no, we have done Hammerfest in the past, but we skipped that date somehow or other. But we have got a couple of other dates on the tour.
That they booked Wolf and pretty much filled the whole line of before we actually got added to the Wolf tour.
Yeah.
But hopefully we've been brought to their attention.
Once again, definitely. We're overdue at Hammerfest for sure. Yeah. Can't wait to play there again.
So it's just touring for the rest of the year then. Have you got any sort of ones that are outstanding that you're looking forward to playing more than anything else?
Personally, I've got a couple actually. Sort of London is our sort of home base now, and we've got a show at the end of this tour, The Underworld. I'm really looking forward to that actually. And that we're going to be joined on stage by our ex-guitarist, Tom Draper, who's sort of flying back over from the States to join us, sort of a guest appearance. So it's going to be great getting him back just for a little blast from the past. And three guitars up on stage. There's going to be some nice harmonies there, I think. Just a little bit after that gig back in London again, we're doing our own headline show in May, I believe.
Yeah, May 17th. Because it's just to mark. Prioritize's been actually going since mid-2000s, but I think. With all absolute respect, like, I think that the Primitive, as it's known, sort of with the guy leading the charge, it's been 10 years, and we just wanted to do something, do our own show with our friends supporting, and just doing an extensive sort of career spanning set list. So we're doing that. We haven't actually announced that yet, just because we don't want to take focus away from the Wolf tour. But as soon as the Wolf tour is done, we'll announce the full details on that. Serbia show should be really, really interesting.
That should be really fun to get out of that part of the world again. We also have a couple of festivals later in the year in Wales, a couple of different spots in Wales, so that should be fun. We haven't played anywhere in Wales for a little while. They're sort of coming in now, a few late arrivals in the tour calendar as well, so definitely have a lot more to announce soon.
Nice one. And you guys have much interaction with your fans, you know, do you get involved with the internet, with Facebook and all that?
We're really keen on, you know, interacting with the fans as many ways as we can, really. So yeah, we're all over the sort of the social media world of Facebook, Instagram, YouTube. Yeah, we're always trying to get out there and get as many sort of connections with new fans as we can, really.
Yeah.
We always try to be very responsive as well, you know, sort of appreciate people.
Yeah, absolutely.
Commenting, messaging us, so we always sort of get back to each and every person, you know.
Yeah, and just ignore the weirdos.
Oh, we love the weirdos. Yeah.
Even weirdos, we have time for them, so.
Yeah.
And finally, have you got a message for the Primitive fans out there?
Thanks for your continued support, starting to rack up the years, and thanks for making it sort of rewarding over the years. And check out our new vinyl, because it looks absolutely beautiful.
It sounds even better.
Come see us out on the road. Thanks.
Thanks. Nice one, guys.
Thanks a lot.